Well, we have over 300,000 people in electricity arrears at the moment. And we have, you know, huge numbers of those people that have very, very difficult to meet the energy bills that they have. We also have people in business who are struggling because of the very high energy costs. The price of electricity has gone up so much in recent years. And government continues to say that they're not going to do anything to help people in these circumstances. Of course, last year, before there was an election, the government did help people in these circumstances, both people in business and indeed struggling households who are trying to meet the energy bills. And it seems that when the election is over and the two parties are back in government, everything has changed and they're going to get back to the situation which is their norm of austerity, where you have to suck it up. If it gets difficult, well, that's tough. You have to manage. And you know, that's just not fair and not right for so many people out there who are struggling to meet their energy bills at the moment, because that comes on top of so many other bills that are so high. You know, the housing crisis, the price of childcare, the price of so many things, you know, has just gone spiraling out of control, and people are really struggling to manage. And government needs to put measures in place to assist people in this cost of living crisis.
Now, a lot will be made out of the fact that I was even reading today that Ireland's economy is perhaps one of the best to have recovered since the pandemic in relation to people working. We have one of the strongest economies in Europe, and it's responded extremely well compared to other European countries after the pandemic. But that fails to take into consideration that there's a lot of people that fall under the category of the working poor at present, and they, along with those who maybe are on benefit payments, are certainly been squeezed hard here when it comes to the current cost of living crisis.
Well, the people I come across most who have serious difficulties in meeting their day-to-day payments are people who are working in low to medium income jobs. They have very high mortgages or very high rent, and they have childcare costs as well. They may have a child in the house with a disability or something. All of those things impact and combat and, you know, combine together to create a situation where they just simply can't afford many of the very, very high costs coming at them. Government are telling us that they can't afford to do anything because of tariffs that Trump might bring in. Now, this is the greatest excuse I've ever heard in my life, because it's total and utter nonsense. You know, they come out and they wave their hands around and say, you know, there's going to be a crisis, it's all doom and gloom, without any actual accurate analysis of what it's going to mean. The truth is that for the vast majority of exports from Ireland into America, where there would be tariffs put on them, it's going to have a very, very small impact, if any, because most of them are already goods that are top shelf, if you like, goods like Kerrygold butter that people in America buy, that's already way, way more expensive than the ordinary butter that's there. So putting a 15% tariff isn't going to affect it. Same thing with a lot of the alcohol products that we export to America or to other countries. You know, they're top shelf products. They're already expensive products. A small tariff on them, or even a large tariff on them, is probably not going to make that big an impact. Now, it's difficult for those businesses. I'm not suggesting it isn't, but it's manageable, and it's not going to affect the Irish economy. For the past number of years, government has come out all the time and said, oh, there's a crisis coming. We have to be careful. And all of that is to beat people down to ensure that if you can't afford to live, that you can be kept in those circumstances, because government isn't going to be there to help you, because all they care about is looking after the interests of the well-connected. That's the problem we have in this country for centuries.